This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this 14th day of October 2016. We are now only 24 days out. I've really sat back and looked at the huge spectrum of news, and my analysis I know is dead on because it's so incredibly obvious. I'm sure that even mainline media knows this is a fact. They are trying to steal this election from the American people and from Donald Trump. Every metric shows it. You've got major algorithm companies, you've got major professors, you've got major institutions that have never been wrong about elections saying Trump is the odds-on favorite. Then you've got mainstream media like the New York Times saying 80-something percent chance in our algorithm he's going to lose. And even when he's 15 points ahead, they'll just come up with a scandal and then claim that it's putting behind again. When you actually go to the algorithms from even Google itself, it's a story up on InfoWars.com that is so important to get out to everybody. And we're also going to add to this some of the past algorithms, because it's not just one. Google Trends shows internet users far more interested in WikiLeaks than Trump allegations, at a level in some cases of 10 to 1. It's incredible. It's amazing. I mean, on the graph here, we've got areas where there's an interest in the Trump sex scandal, the potty mouth scandal, of 4%, with an interest at 100% being the benchmark for WikiLeaks. 100 versus 4. So when I say 10 times, I tend to average down with a guesstimation, but on average, I mean, we're talking 10 times. You can look at the graph yourself. In fact, just eyeballing it, we should have a mathematician do it. It looks probably more than like 15 times on average. But he gets 20, 30, 40, 50,000, turns away 20,000, lines for 2-3 miles away, like we saw in Austin, Texas when he was here a few months ago. Hillary can't even get 200 people on average. She has to go to city events or concerts or other things that already have thousands of people, and then she just gets up there and addresses it, forcing herself into the public consciousness. So what's going to happen? They are organizing big time to steal this election. And I don't say that, you know, so that then people lose confidence and don't go out and vote. The answer is go out and vote and fight for the right of this representative republic, so we can also have eyes on the ground to illustrate, especially in battleground states, what's happening. And we're going to then fight for this election if there's evidence of theft. And it's already coming in New York with the early voting. The head of New York elections is a Democrat, saying it's total fraud. We played that just a few days ago. We should put a special report together with that. It's so incredible. Election fraud already happening. Evidence is coming in early voting. It's the same thing in Florida. Democrats bragging there. We have the UN. We have the OECD's military intelligence corps of the EU coming in and saying they're going to run our elections. We have Homeland Security saying they're going to federalize the election. Who told you first? I did. I knew it was coming. Trump came out, exposed it. Then they came out and said there's no such thing as election fraud, but we've got to federalize everything because election fraud is such a giant threat by Donald Trump, the American people, and the Ruskies. Yep, elections official caught on video blasting de Blasio's ID program, saying it lets dead people, illegals, you name it, vote. That's on screen for TV viewers. But it's not just that form of outside manipulation or election fraud. It's Donald Trump to claim Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim behind New York Times sex assault story, Wall Street Journal. Well, of course he's behind it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Only 24 days left, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Now, we've seen top professors that have never been wrong about calling U.S. elections where their computer algorithms come out and say 80%+ chance Trump's going to win. We've seen major corporations with their big analytics tools say that interest and positive mention for Trump on average is dozens and dozens of times, depending on which algorithm, but stratospherically better for Hillary Clinton. We see that manifest on the ground where he gets 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people at rallies. Small towns unannounced, 5,000 in an hour show up. But there's a new algorithm out from the ultimate data collection system. Google Trends shows internet users far more interested in WikiLeaks than Trump allegations. WikiLeaks search term versus Trump pussy, excuse the French, but this is news, 25 times, we've done the math, or 2,500x. That's in Paul Joseph Watson's article with the live graph for you. And that's on a good day when they've got their higher numbers that WikiLeaks is only 25 times or 2,500x above it. This is what we see time and time again. Trump videos on YouTube will get hundreds of times the views of Hillary videos. If you go to her YouTube page, her top videos maybe have 50,000 views. Most of them a couple thousand. Obama's videos on the White House channel have a couple thousand usually. I mean, it's incredible. The average Donald Trump video, they put out millions. Ours, millions. Thousands of channels on YouTube with millions of views per channel, sometimes per video. I don't know the math on this, but it's stratospheric. And the final days of this campaign, more and more, I just want to show people the polls, the numbers, the real science versus what mainstream media says. It's incredible. And then you look at the Republicans. Trump has raised them, the Republican Party, separate from what he's given himself, over $100 million of his own money, $168 million as of today. Do you know much how much the Republican Party has done for TV ads for him, even though half that money that he is the head of the RNC now is supposed to go to the presidential frontrunner, the nominee? Zero. And the Washington Post was reporting it this morning like it was a good thing. Look, the Republicans don't like Trump. Good. How dare him, bitch. Sore loser that they've given zero. Zero. Before the stupid potty mouth controversy. And now. They're on record calling every contestant they can get a hold of over 30 years of beauty pageants he put on to find a few mentally ill or sour grape women, and they've only found a couple. After interviewing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women, doing everything they can, the New York Times around the clock is doing this. And a lot of the women getting called now, and I'm thinking Trump's going to have a press conference in a week or so with all these beauty pageant contestants to say how great he was going back decades ago. Former Miss Teen slams media witch hunt against Trump. He was an absolute gentleman. And she says the New York Times called her, ABC called her, they contacted her and basically wanted her to talk bad. They wanted Miss Nebraska. Well, here's what she said. I was contacted today by a producer at ABC News in New York. She is wanting to question me regarding the Miss Teen USA allegations. They also let me know that they are reaching out to all my fellow contestants from 97. I'm going to be very truthful so they find times when he wasn't married. And let ABC know that Donald Trump was an absolute gentleman. I never witnessed any inappropriate behavior whatsoever. The entire 2 weeks I participated in the pageant, I am sure that none of my interview will make the news since I have nothing but positive things to say about my experience with Donald. I do find it interesting and important for people to know that these are the depths the media is going to smear the campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to know people that know Donald Trump very well. I'm going to stop right there. Before I ever endorsed him over a year ago, I did deep research on him, including I was worried about the fact that, you know, he's had a couple wives and, done a lot, he likes the ladies. Was there any weird sex stuff? And they said the guy is extremely straight-laced, doesn't drink, doesn't even take aspirin, hardly goes to the doctor. If anything, he eats like a pig. And the word is, I mean, he eats like 2 30-ounce ribeyes a night, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, sits there in his home theater just throwing popcorn at his face when he's by himself. I mean, I'm just being honest. You want to know the dirt, that's it. And he's a one-woman guy, but if something goes wrong, he then, boom, gets divorced or whatever, gets rid of the girlfriend and gets another girlfriend. Treats women ridiculously nice, sickeningly nice, to the point they can't even hardly stand it because a lot of women don't be treated too nice. I mean, look at the women around Trump. They're on pedestals. So you want the dirt on Trump? He's just like me. He eats like a pig. Okay, that's it. He's a red-blooded American. And I've even reached out to former models that I know he dated. And I'm thinking about getting some of them on the show just because it's just, no, Donald Trump was ridiculously nice to me. That's it. So it's all lies, but they're going to talk to thousands of women, and they're going to find people that want money or that have got an axe to grind or Democrats that think they're on some holy jihad against Trump so they can come out and set him up. But it's not working because people see through it. They know Bill Clinton's a creepy monster. They know Hillary's creepy. The people around her can't stand her. I'm getting into big news here in a moment that's even bigger than this, but I want to just give you the basics today because I know you already know this. We've got to get these messages out to everyone. I'm going to put together some very well-produced reports codifying all this of how they're pulling out the stops on the rigging. But, of course, the media is acting like Trump's crazy for saying the sun came up this morning. Here's CNBC. Donald Trump declared Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim behind New York Times sex assault stories. Now there's sex assault stories claiming he would shake a young woman's hand and then smile at him on an elevator. Bill Clinton settling rape cases is not an issue. And all these women lined up saying he, you know, raped and the rest of it. And Bill Clinton's known philandering. That's not an issue. They're calling it assault when he says the women throw themselves at you, could do anything, including grabbing them, you know, because the woman's jumping on you. I mean, that's what mammals do. They grab you, you grab them. The point is, they're making normal human activity illegal. They're implying it. This is what they do. Don't use mother and father, you know, when you're enrolling your elementary school student. Someone might not have mother and father. They're banning all these terms. The New York Times attacked me yesterday in a big, huge cover story, saying Jones believes there's a plot to break up the family. It's in the WikiLeaks. It's in the college doctrine. It's what's taught. The family is seen as an institution that's a threat against government and corporate monopoly of control of the culture. Just like you said Obamacare was free or you could keep your doctor, and you laugh at us. People know it's not free. They know you can't keep your doctor. They know it's meant to bankrupt the system and bring in a single payer. They know you're liars, and that's why you're in so much trouble. And they're throwing everything they can against Trump right now. So getting back to these numbers, that's the best numbers they've got, is interest in Trump and Pussygate. And so all they can do here is try to deceive the public that that's actually the number one issue and have this big, big hoax where, oh, my gosh, it's the end of Trump. Why, 30 Republicans, many of which already said they were voting for Hillary and who were openly, you know, globalist, have come out against him. Thank God, what an endorsement. But internally, the recordings have come out. New ones are out today. She said it publicly. But we subscribe to Hillary's emails that she sends to Democrats, and we covered this last week. She says, we're in trouble. Trump has a dangerous advantage in battleground states. He is kicking our butt. Now, that's what she says privately. Publicly, she says she's winning. Just like the WikiLeaks say, don't worry, I'm going to say I'm against TPP, even though I helped write it and set it up over a decade. I'm very, very proud of it. We're going to get it done, but I need to win this election. That's in the WikiLeaks. Total deception. But Podesta, her chief of staff, comes out and spins it all like, well, you know, Donald Trump is connected to WikiLeaks, so ignore them, even though they're real. No, he said openly, please release them, of course, but implying that somehow because he's asking for it, the public wants it, that it's his fault. This is the upside-down world they live in. But here's Trump saying, corporate media is Clinton's most powerful weapon, no longer involved in journalism. That's right. It's extinct, basically. It's extinct on mainstream media, including Fox News, except for Sean Hannity and Fox and Friends. That's it. It's the takeover. And if Fox falls completely, you know the whole enchilada has fallen. So let's play that Trump clip.
Powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. And their agenda is to elect crooked Hillary Clinton at any cost, at any price, no matter how many lives they destroy. For them, it's a war. And for them, nothing at all is out of bounds. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. Believe me. And this will be our last chance to save it on November 8th. Remember that.
There has never been, since the days of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, such truth being spoken. The mainstream media will not show him when he says that Hillary's a communist Chinese agent and then gives the evidence. He won't show it whenever he exposes Carlos Slim being a Mexican kingpin, one of the richest men in the world, involved in just all sorts of chicanery, owning the New York Times. They won't show it until now because they're going to try to push it like, oh, look, he doesn't like Mexicans. Well, I don't think Mexicans would like, say, an American company owning their biggest newspaper and trying to get involved in their elections. Plus, Carlos Slim is not even a Mexican. Let's get that straight. He's from the Middle East. He's an Arab. Nothing against Arabs. I just want everybody to know the reason they call him Carlos Slim is he's not a Mexican. So we got a guy saying he's a Mexican involved in our elections down there running Mexico. And let me tell you, it takes a lot of juice to run Mexico. It takes a lot of juice to run Mexico. He is the El Jefe. By the way, he makes billions and billions. Last time I checked, it was almost $3 billion off U.S. taxpayers in the last 7-8 years off of Obamaphone. He is the sole provider of Obamaphone. No wonder he's so rich and can prop up the New York Times with upwards of $200 million a year. He reportedly puts into that failed joke, that burnout husk. I mean, think about that. I'm digressing here, but we got the communist Chinese, the corrupt Pope, the out-of-control Saudi Arabians that, you know, murder women and kill gays and everything else you can imagine for no reason, stone women to death, all of this motley crew, this legion of doom, all these corrupt multinational corporations, all the emails admitting they're robbing us blind, laughing at us behind the scenes, saying they want to shut down the free press and arrest journalist, doing it at a level never seen by any president in history. Hillary says she's going to make it much worse. And you got a bunch of weird, out of work or underemployed wannabe intellectuals that get their news from The Daily Show and MSNBC who really believe Hillary's about to win this election. No, she's about to steal it. Here's a clip of Hillary telling Ellen, worried about voter turnout. That's right. And we have the head of New York elections admitting on video, we'll cue that back up later, that they are already busing people around to precinct after precinct to vote over and over again, and that no IDs are allowed so they can engage in the fraud. On video, in the newspapers, nobody, it's happening in Florida, it's happening everywhere, and they're still worried because here's the deal. Most Democrats I talk to, the head of the Green Party, has come out and said, we must be against, I just got chills, I really got chills. We must vote for Trump because Hillary's going to start World War III. I played last week, folks, the clip, and I'm playing again, where Hillary said she's going to start a war with Russia. And then if they think there's any cyber attacks from Russia or from the Russian territory, globalists could go over there and launch a hack attack from, say, Moscow in some hotel room. Blame it on Russia, and she says she will use physical force against them. She is crazy. Russia's moving missiles up to their border now for the first time since the end of the Cold War. And now, the head of the Green Party has come out, Jill Stein, and says Donald Trump is better, close quote, Hillary more likely to start nuclear war. Is there any basic intellectualism left in so-called leftists? Because this is as leftist as you get. The old-fashioned left that I disagreed with on some issues, but had a lot of moral high ground. You people are not liberals. I want to explain that to you very succinctly. Notice, I'm not talking to the listeners very much anymore, because you guys get it, okay? You gals get it. We need to get the word out to these people and say, do you understand Hillary is a psychotic demon? Julian Assange calls her a demon that wants to, quote, put our heads in a noose collectively, close quote. Jill Stein, very accomplished, liberal, but a good record of being very fair and actually standing up for working people. Disagree with the philosophy, makes people dependent, but her form of socialism is a lot better than corporate fascism, I'll tell you right now. Going to have health care for free, make it free. Don't make it cost 5 times more and rape everybody for offshore corporations. Only thing worse than socialism and communism is corporate fascism. And we're sitting here looking at it. You got Julian Assange saying she's a demon, wants to start World War III. You got Jill Stein saying she wants to start World War III. You've got the Russian president warning. You've got all the top defense experts, including conservatives and people who have studied the Cold War and war, coming out on C-SPAN and saying, what is this, the new McCarthyism? So I don't know how to get through to you, but she doesn't represent you. You think you're going to get power, get some more goodies? Black people voted for Obama in record numbers. What they got was double unemployment. You go, why? Because the globalists, once they got you, once a pimp's got you, they want to break you down. Once they got you addicted to drugs and 10 guys on you a day or whatever, you're lucky if you get a bucket of fried chicken. Like on that pimp show, on interviewing real pimps, you learn a lot from the establishment. And she's been in a car wreck or run over, whatever, and the pimp's in there. She's like, baby, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get back on the street for you, baby. I'm so sorry. And her mother's there. She goes, what did you do to my baby? And they're interviewing the pimp. And what do you give her? Like, how much do you pay her the money she raises? He goes, I don't pay her anything. She's lucky if I feed her. That's how Obama and the New World Order are. He goes to Africa and he says, you can't have development. Can't have cars. Can't have air conditioning. They're like, all right, you're black. We're for it. Actually, they're not. The Africans get it. This is an epic time to be alive, folks. Hillary is plunging in every metric, every real metric. Every big corporate bot out there goes, actually, we're getting 12 to 1, 20-something to 1, 40-something to 1. I mean, the lowest numbers are way above 10, 12, 13% in all the algorithms. Some algorithms have Trump hundreds of times more popular than Hillary. I can't even believe these numbers are so incredible. I mean, we're talking mega whopping landslide, and that's why they're panicking. Here's another metric. AP study I talk about so much from 3 months ago. 6% trust rate nationally. Thousands and thousands surveyed personally in a real poll say they have 6% trust in MSM. It's about that in Congress, about 9%. Of course Hillary doesn't have support. Remember during the primaries at first, she was getting like 10% in national polls. Jeb was getting 3, 4%. These people vacationed together. Nobody wanted them. It's a total hoax. And all they're trying to do is sell you on the hoax that she really wins. Now, they're having trouble stealing these battleground states. And most metrics come up to, I'm going from memory, but it's 268. I'm going from memory here, but you have to split. If you split the delegates in the battleground states, it keeps coming up tied, is what a lot of their models show, even though they're able to steal a few states, tied. Well, then you're going to have 9 justices, and if you've got 4 Republican, 4 Democrat, it's deadlocked. It's deadlocked. But Scalia was going to be there, just like in 2000. And so Scalia had to go. And what do I have here now? What do I have here? What's in WikiLeaks? Wetworks. Podesta email makes assassination reference day before Scalia's death. And they go on to say, yeah, we're going ahead with it. And he's talking to one of the other top officials. He says, all right, get ready. This is going to be really rough. Batten down the hatches. Now, and you read it, what's clearly happening is they're having a big meeting out at Martha's Vineyard where a lot of the big decisions get made. And he's emailing back and forth, and he goes, all right, so we're going to have wetworks? Didn't know that was going on at pool parties. All right, get ready to batten down the hatch. This is going to get rough. I'm going to come back and cover this in the next segment, but let me get to the next clip because I mentioned it, but here it is. They know Trump's way ahead by every metric, except their fake polls where they sample double, right down to 7 to 10, 12 to 14%. But some of them are double or more, where they sample more Democrats than Republicans. I mean, how dumb do they think you are? And then, oh, of course she's ahead there. I mean, it's totally rigged. A 5-year-old can figure this out. A 3-year-old. But they want that illusion. So here's Hillary worried about voter turnout.
I don't want anybody to think this election's over because it's been so unpredictable up till now that I'm not taking anything for granted. We've got to work really hard for the next 3.5 weeks because who knows? Who knows what can happen? And so everybody who's watching and everybody who has followed this election, please turn out and vote.
And, of course, as they're doing in New York and Florida, vote many times on the Democrat buses. On the old MoveOn.org buses, just ride from spot to spot. Nice Democrats run the computer. Come on in. No ID needed. Just get right in here. You already voted 10 times a day. Go right over there and vote again. And in what, 6, 7 states, the Democrats almost passed bills to let illegals from China, Russia, Mexico, you name it, vote. The day they're here, you get in, you can vote. The overthrow of the country is what you're witnessing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's Friday, October 14th, 2016. We are now only 24 short days out from the November 8th election. It's time to kick the resistance into high gear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone has been accused of the same man, Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, the same man that's talking about wet works the night before Scalia's killed the next day in high-level Democratic Party discussions of preparing themselves for the coming storm. The same guy is accusing Trump ally Roger Stone, Fox News is covering it, of colluding with WikiLeaks. So we've seen Congress have these hearings. All Stone did was, through an intermediary, talk to Assange about when stuff was coming out, and Assange has been talking to tons of media. But again, they imply, like we're three-year-olds, that they're the authority figure, and oops, I caught you breathing air. Oops, I caught you saying you're heterosexual, or saying mother or father, or you're a first grader. You asked for brownies at lunch, so they called the police. to interview you just to let you know that we can say you're all under suspicion because you might have been a black person asking for a brownie. I want a brownie in the school lunch line. I like brownies. Here come the police. That was in the news. Like, oh, well, those are just little side issues. No, they're not. It's the plan. The total takeover of language, scorched earth, dumbing everyone down. It's in the WikiLeaks that came out last week where they said we want to dumb down unconscious population. But I have them all on TV admitting that they're lying to us. I mean, Charlie Rose laughing about it, Jonathan Gruber laughing about it, Robert Gibbs laughing about it, Ezekiel Emanuel laughing about it, because in their psychology, they love to rub it in. Dishonorable people do that. An honorable person doesn't even rub in a righteous victory. I'm guilty when I have to crush evil people. I just don't like crushing my fellow humans, but it has to be done to protect the innocent. These people enjoy it. They revel in it because they are degenerate trash. And, oh, they've got the paramilitaries, and they've got the mafias, and they've got the hit teams, and they've got the drones, and they've been hijacked the West system, these miscreants who just at Bill Clinton's first inauguration in 1993, remember, it was famous, it was in the news. It was in front of the press. Ron Silver, a Hollywood producer, also actor. He's in Die Hard, the first one. He plays the bad guy. This is how disconnected and mentally ill these people are, because they're real smart when it comes to criminality and manipulation and deceiving dumb people. But when it comes to how things work or history, they're so intellectually lazy, they have no grasp of it. They're always real arrogant about other famous people or other great patriots. No, it's all about them, okay? And so F-16's flyover, this is famous, and he goes, oh, how dare they? The military hates us. And Hillary says, Mr. Silver, Ron, it's our military now. I knew about this a few years ago, but I didn't even tell the story because it sounded so crazy, because it was in newspapers in Europe and things at the time. But will you guys pull up the new crown prince of Thailand, please? You get arrested in Thailand if you even mildly criticize the monarchy. But our media always calls it a free country, even though it's not. But the new crown prince has gone too far and basically dresses very effeminately. I'll just leave it to you at that. And they're turning against him. But guess why they really turned against him? He made his girlfriend's poodle the head of the Air Force. Now, understand something. This is something they always do in the last phases of insanity. They want to get caught. They want to get removed from power at a subconscious level. Hillary and others going on TV saying how much they hate Americans, how much they hate baristas and Bernie supporting basement dwellers, and telling what they really think of you. They enter the last phase. They always make their horse or their dog head of the Roman Senate or head of the Air Force or such things. Then they usually blow up part of the Capitol or slit their wrist. One of those. I mean, I don't know why they do it. It's in their psychology. You're given everything generation after generation, like Kim Jong-un. That's a communist hereditary dictatorship. But then you also have right-wing fascist ones, like the hereditary dictatorship they call royalty in Thailand. And by the way, if you ever want to go to Thailand, they say don't ever talk bad even as a Westerner. They will lock your butt up. Well, I have no desire to go to Thailand. I hear it's got some nice beaches, but I don't, you know, have the same taste of, you know, Bill Clinton and people that fly around on the Leader Express for children. But I just put mainstream news articles on screen of him making the poodle the head of the Air Force. Let's put it back on screen for radio listeners. I'm going to read the headlines. And the reason I go there is these people are disconnected. I mean, Ron Silver really thought F-16s were flying over because they were mad at Bill Clinton becoming president. They were so disconnected how the military works, how the country works, what military parades are. They were so disdainful that he was, what's that? Literally, they're like, don't worry, those are our aircraft now, Ron. This is who rules us? People that are so dumb they don't know the new inaugurated president gets military flyovers? It's like Congress when they're sitting there talking to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dumford, 2 weeks ago, and he's going, but if we fire missiles and they're not manned and we take out their airfields and aircraft, no one will die but the Russians. And that'll teach them a lesson, correct? And the general goes, yes, but then they'll respond to our bases nearby where we're manned. That'll be an act of war. And then you come back and they go, but we're going to use missiles so nobody gets hurt. They don't even understand doctrine that then you hit someone with missiles, they fire unmanned missiles at you, S-300s, S-400s, and so on. That will take out aircraft carriers just like that. Cannot be stopped. Just, you know, World War III, like, when the aircraft carriers get hit, the United States is going to launch missiles, cruise missiles in, and nuclear war starts. But Congress, Republicans, Democrats, they just keep week after week, you can watch these hearings going, I want you to get tough on the Russians, boy. I want you to hit them. Well, we're going to need a declaration of war for that, or for the president to call for us to strike Russia. We're prepared to right now. We're prepared to launch war with Russia and right now. Just give us the order. We'll follow orders. But they're so disconnected in Congress about not taking responsibility, they go, you don't do it, you're going to take responsibility. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. And of course, there's a level dumber than that I talked about last week, and that's, I'm really concerned, head of the Navy. If we put 8,000 more Marines on Guam, won't the island tip over? And he was serious. He thought, again, I got so much news to cover, but I'm saying fundamentally, folks, we think of the people running Washington as super smart, and there are some evil people behind them that are, but they put all these idiots in so they won't ask questions that are dangerous. So before I get into the wet work story that's so huge, let's play this clip of Jill Stein, since I mentioned it, the head of the Green Party. The Democrats ridicule and demonize all the rest of it because, you know, she's not playing ball with them. She's not a fake leftist like Bernie Sanders. She says Donald Trump is better, Hillary more likely to start nuclear war. Absolutely. Just that issue alone, as I've said over and over again. And they have the nerve to run TV ads that mimic the 1963-64 election where Barry Goldwater, who didn't want war, they have the countdown with a little girl with a daisy. And as she pulls each piece off, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, boom, hydrogen bomb goes off on zero. But with Hillary, that's really what's going on. This is a biblical thing that's happening right now. Let's play the clip.
Wing extremism grows out of the policies of the Clintons, in particular NAFTA, which sent our jobs overseas, and Wall Street deregulation, which blew 9 million jobs up into smoke. So that's what's creating this right-wing extremism. A vote for Hillary Clinton isn't going to fix it. And one last point, which is this, that it's now Hillary Clinton who wants to start an air war with Russia over Syria by calling for a no-fly zone. We have 2,000 nuclear missiles on hair trigger alert, and Mikhail Gorbachev, the former premier of the Soviet Union, is saying we are closer to a nuclear war than we have ever been. Under Hillary Clinton, we could slide into nuclear war very quickly from her declared policy in Syria. So I won't sleep well at night if Donald Trump is elected, but I sure won't sleep well at night if Hillary Clinton is elected. Fortunately, we have another choice other than these two candidates who are both promoting lethal policies. But on the issue of war and nuclear weapons and the potential for nuclear war, it's actually Hillary's policies, which are much scarier than Donald Trump, who does not want to go to war with Russia. He wants to seek modes of working together, which is the...
Ladies and gentlemen, I am seriously concerned about nuclear war. So is everyone else who thinks. Meanwhile, we have been so domesticated, so separated from the land, so separated from cause and effect, so separated from reality, the average person, that this isn't even an issue in this country now. And we have the New York Times coming out this weekend, today, with this article. Donald Trump slipping in polls warns of stolen election. Meanwhile, I have the head of New York Election Board, who's a Democrat, saying they're already stealing it with early voting, driving a bunch of people around, voting over and over again. Standard operating procedure. So their response is to say he's a total kook, as if no one has any memory of 2 months ago when I came out and said, emergency alert, emergency message to Donald Trump. They stole the nomination from Sanders. They tried to steal it from you. The Republicans are going to double-cross you a month out from the election. They're going to try to create the illusion that you really lost. You understand this and know this. You must get out ahead of it now and expose election fraud. And, yes, then I told him that personally in lengthy discussions. And I didn't tell him something he didn't know. He concurred with everything I said because it was the truth. And, of course, he had some advisors killing, that'll make it look like you're being a sore loser even though you're ahead. No, no, don't do that. No, he needs to do it. And then he was proven right because it forced Obama to say there's no such thing as election fraud. What is that? I don't smell like a devil or a demon. No, not Alex Jones. It was again, I totally trolled them again. So I could then get attention on Julian Assange and Bill Clinton and everybody else saying Hillary's a demon. These people are so easy to troll because, again, on average, they think when F-16s fly over, it's the enemy. I mean, the average person, even that's mid-level, can't really do anything but be like middle school where they act real sullen and bossy and have the right shoes and the right suit on and drive the right BMW. I'm not bashing you if you have a BMW. I'm just saying. They're husk. They're just a bunch of followers who sit around in their emails so confident, we're about to run a major op. Okay, better batten down the hatches. Wow, didn't know you were setting up wet work in, you know, at Martha's Vineyard. And the next day, Scalia's dead. I mean, you know, you don't talk about that on email, but see, you're so arrogant. And I just love all these wimps that want a war with the soldiers who aren't perfect but built this empire that you've hijacked, who want to make us the enemy, who want to make the patriots that set up this country the enemy, picking a fight with the very people you hijacked that are your slaves right now, but you're so angry at the liberty movement that you want to take it over and destroy it to mount it on the wall like you went on some type of safari. That's what it comes down to. They're just out to get red-blooded Americans of every race, color, and creed that want to be self-sufficient and macho and strong. They don't want it. They don't women being women with all that power and running the house and running the kids and running and a strong man out there, the whole nine yards. Mama needs to go to work. She does. They don't want that. They want the government to wear the pants, and we're all out there in the slave quarters. And boy, I covered this all week, so I'm not going to get back into it, but how many quotes did I have? How they want us dumb, subservient, in our own world, stupid and poor. They want you poor. They want you stupid. Donald Trump wants you to be rich. He wants prosperity. And you can call, some Christians can call that worldly. You know what? He is worldly. But you really study the devil. The devil gets people to sell out for worldly things. He doesn't ever give them to you. The New World Order wants to make you super poor and under their control so they can run your life. And there are many cases in history where God sets up people like Trump to bring countries back and societies back from the brink. And if we pass up on this, folks, remember you asked for it and remember you wanted it and remember you accepted it. Because they're going to try to steal the election. Right now it's about exposing they're planning to do it, exposing that Trump's really far ahead, and exposing the fact that we're going to have to stand up against it when they try to steal it, and we're organizing that right now, and they know it, and they're pissed. Because remember, there's no such thing as election fraud, but we forced them to come in and federalize it all, which they were already planning. That was a devastating victory. But one of the most important things I ever did analyzing the globalists was to realize really smart, evil, super geniuses set them up a long time ago and set up this system for them, and even the elites admit that. The ones that have taken it over are not hardworking and are just, a lot of them, two steps above being mentally retarded, which makes them more dangerous to start a war. We're in greater peril. I'm not glad we have elites running things that are a bunch of knuckle-dragging, snot-nosed demons. There is so much incredible news to cover, but that Jill Stein is just over the top. We've got to get that out to everybody. The top real liberal in the country says Hillary Clinton wants a war, because she said it. I got the clip. She wants a war. She said, day one as president, we're going in and imposing a no-fly zone. And the Russians have said, we've been invited in, we're here legally, we're not backing radical Islam, we're going to fight you. And they've got U.S. generals shooting their mouths off saying, get ready for war right now. And then meanwhile, we've got Podesta. This is such a big story from yesterday. I'm going to have it reposted because it came out in the afternoon. Didn't get the attention it needed. This is so big. Wet work. Podesta email makes assassination reference days before Scalia death. Didn't think wet work meant pool parties at the vineyard, because that's where they meet to make these meetings. Hillary Clinton, and then, but it's how they respond back. It's, you know, doing code but not going all the way with it. Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta used a term known to reference assassination. Now that's all it means. In an email sent to a lobbyist days before Supreme Court Antonin Scalia's mysterious death, the email exchange with Podesta and D.C. lobbyist Stephen Elmendorf appeared to in a trove of documents dumped by the organization WikiLeaks. Didn't yet think wet works meant pool parties at the vineyard, Podesta says in April 9th email. And the subject line, thanks, I'm all in, lobbyist delegate Stephen Elmendorf replies. Sounds like it'll be a bad night. We all need to buckle up and double
fully
down.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
The wet work article. There's two ways to see it. They're clearly talking about, I didn't know pool parties out at the vineyard. These type of decisions are getting made where the Clintons and the Obamas were vacationing at the time. They were on vacation when Scalia was down south. And I even made the point back at the time. I said, I bet you they made a decision. You can go back to this. I think 2 days after Scalia was found dead, I started making the point, they're all on vacation in the vineyards. Wonder what decisions got made up there. And here he is talking about, I didn't think wet work meant pool parties at the vineyard, Podesta says in an email marked the 9th under the subject line, thanks. I'm all in, the lobbyist and Hillary delegate Steve Elmendorf replies. Sounds like it'll be a bad night. We all need to buckle up and double down. I'm all in. So either, hey, we're running some serious ops here. What are people doing having parties over there? Or, wow, didn't know those kind of decisions were coming down when they're out there having pool parties. Or maybe they were just talking about wet work and Podesta just wanted to sound cool and talk about, you know, killing people, but he's not really involved in that. You know, it's kind of like in The Godfather, the first one, when the wife of Michael says, oh, come on, you know, your dad kills people, but presidents don't have people killed and government doesn't. He says, Kay, who's being naive now? The one man standing against them stealing an election dies. They wouldn't do that. They'd only kill 200,000 Christians for fun in Syria. They'd only drone innocent people all over the world to stir the Muslims up. They'd only wage war against our families and our Bill of Rights and Constitution and our prosperity to have us be dumbed down and poor, as WikiLeaks says. No, no, I don't think wet work means that at all. Then they had the Washington Post come out a month later and say, yeah, he died in a secret society ritual. They threw that in on top. A pillow was found on his face. It was announced instantly, no autopsy. Within minutes of them saying he died, they wouldn't say where the body was, out in the middle of nowhere in South Texas. Out in the middle of nowhere. There was two messages. Messages to people that are informed. You shut up and stand down or you're dead, including the rest of the Supreme Court. And it was a message to the rest of the dumb dodo birds out there that don't know which end it's up. That absolutely, we don't do autopsies now, and pillows are found on your little face. And all out in the hallways, they have devil masks by the hundreds. We have the video package, guys. When I get to this, I wanted to roll some of that. We talked about it, because new viewers will be watching saying, oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, we were there. We were there 2 days after he was dead with them threatening us to get out. We were there. With the guy that got a special medal that runs it from Obama that no one else has gotten, personally awarded to him on national TV, who's involved in black ops from Vietnam to today. Oh, the ranch is a very nice group of people. Nice little command base right by the Mexican border. With sculptures of demons eating children in the main foyer. But everything is awesome when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when you're part of a dream. Dream that you're part of the establishment. Everything's okay. By the way, we're ending it when these sell out, which is going to be in the next 20 days or so, 24 days out from the election. Hillary for President shirts are historic. I can keep them going forever, but this is the third round of limited edition. It's over. Also, we're almost sold out of the Gadsden style Lock Her Up shirt made in America. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWars.com. Life.com for the nutraceuticals. We have our new biome defense with 25 billion live and active cultures and 23 different probiotics. That's the half-price version, or the 50 billion live active cultures. The Rolls-Royce of next-level probiotic held in our cold room, made by the top scientists, 7 years of research. Total game changer. And we also have the InfoWars Solar Base Station. We're entering, stopping this special this weekend, 33% off that amazing system at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Bottom line, shop with the good guys. You're helping fund the tip of the spear. We'll be right back. Thank you for your support.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some.